Local band Elsinore was preparing to release an album several years in the making when they received the sort of letter artists dread. They were being accused of copyright violation. By this point, 20 years on from the early days of rampant sampling and wholesale baseline appropriation, most musicians are savvy about what they can and cannot use on their records without risking loss of profits and a whopping great fine. But in this case, it wasn't the music that was at issue. It was the cover art. Cover art, like album, is a bit of an anachronism, harkening back to a time when the image was the size of a table setting and could be studied for long hours in dark basements for hidden meaning. With CDs, cassettes, and finally, digital music players, cover art shrank in size and importance and, if it exists at all, is now displayed on a screen that is a quarter the size of a device that is half the size of a Zippo. But though diminished, cover art has not disappeared, and nothing on earth is too small to escape copyright's eye of Sauron. The cover art in question was an oil painting by local artist Brittany Pyle, created for an introductory painting class at the University of Illinois. The work was a large, cartoonish, close-up version of a man and woman kissing. You needn't be an art history major to recognize that that sort of thing is the milieu of Roy Lichtenstein, an artist who, though dead as Disney, has attorneys who continue to patrol the borders of his copyright estate with itchy trigger fingers. It was their manager of intellectual property who sent Elsinore the scary letter. There was no question Pyle's work looked a great deal like Lichtenstein's Kiss 5, one of his many pieces showing close-ups of women kissing or crying or both kissing and crying. In fact, Pyle's assignment had been to emulate the work of another artist. What she'd done was find the source material for Lichtenstein's work, the cartoon he'd copied, and copied that. Members of Elsinore later saw the painting and fell in love with it. The irony, of course, was that the Lichtenstein estate was trying to protect the copyright integrity of a man made famous by making large copies of existing comic book panels. Fortunately for Elsinore, they had more than karma on their side. They had copyright law. Lichtenstein's Kiss 5 is what copyright law refers to as a derivative work. That means that his artwork is afforded protection, but it, quote, extends only to the material contributed by the author and does not imply exclusive right in the pre-existing material, unquote. That means that only the differences between Kiss 5 and the original work are protected. To my untrained eye, that includes some of the hair color, the shape of the woman's tear, and the arch in the man's eyebrow. If that sounds like very little to hang a federal case upon, it got worse for the estate. Pyle's painting didn't include Lichtenstein's version of any of those things. Her work was a replica of the original, not Kiss 5. For the sake of solidarity, I was tempted to draw my own copy of the Elsinore cover, becoming, as it were, the caboose of this four-car train of copyright woe. But fortunately for everyone, cooler legal minds prevailed, and a few days after it sent the letter, the Lichtenstein estate relented and didn't challenge the use of the artwork. That's great, because even though Elsinore's use was almost certainly justifiable, they could not have afforded to defend themselves against the deep pockets of Lichtenstein. And that's one tenet of modern copyright law in a nutshell. Even if you're right, you might still lose. By the way, Elsinore's album is terrific and sounds exactly like nothing else I've ever heard. I'm Travis McDade.